It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
You ready to hang a banner, Keefe?
What kind of banner?
A We Won March banner?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
March, great month. If I had to tier the months, which I might do tomorrow,
maybe
March
tomorrow.
Number one.
It's up there?
Number one month.
Good college basketball tournament.
College basketball tournament. It's also, it's something for everybody. You might have a lot of snow and you can ski at the beginning, and then it might be hot as blazes by the end, everywhere in between. St. Patrick's Day, one of the best
Of course,
holidays.
You like St. Patrick's Day. Baseball starts in March,
baseball
apparently now.
Yep. What's not to like about March?
NFL free agency.
It's all good.
What a
all
month.
Deadly.
And so I know he's saying that tongue-in-cheek,
yeah,
but
yeah.
It's like, oh, we went out there, we won March, look at what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think the Patriots feel they have the wind at their sails a little bit based on not just the opening day of free agency, but adding Steph Diggs, who was introduced on Friday as well. I think they're feeling themselves a little bit, and they should be. They're going to be high in this draft, meaning selecting fourth. They brought in and upgraded quite a bit of talent. They still have work to do, but they should be feeling better about where things are trending, and I think the Diggs move has a lot to do with that. So you can jump in all day long here on Jones and Keefe, hanging a banner for the Patriots winning March in NFL free agency. What does it mean for the Patriots? It's a busy, busy day. We'll get into the Red Sox and their weekend. Rafael Devers. Yikes.
What's going on with Ralphie there? Tough start.
I think
historically tough start.
I think we tried to highlight a lot of this in the offseason.
Sure.
We talked about it on Friday when we were in Worcester. Like, is it time to panic after one day? I was like, hell, hit the panic alarm because
my gosh, it's too soon.
It's not one day with him.
No.
This has been going on for a while, and I think that was apparent. So we'll get into the Red Sox. They're awful. Awful weekend. We'll get into Steph Diggs getting introduced to the media. It's also a Mock Draft Monday.
Mock Draft Monday!
Here on Jones and Keefe. Bill Barnwell did his annual All Trades mock.
All Trades.
And I like some of the trades he has up his sleeve for the New England Patriots.
That's
we'll do
fun.
That at 10:45. Your phone number, 617-779-7937. That's also your text line. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You'll be able to vote starting about 90 minutes from now. In our championship matchup, the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket, it'll be the number two seeded Pat Patriot uniforms
out
of the football region versus the top seeded Hartford Whaler uniforms out of the hockey region.
These are the two best sports uniforms of all time.
We've always said it.
Yep.
No one would ever argue with it. So I think voting goes live at 11:30 for our championship matchup, the end of the March Madness uniform bracket. You can see the full bracket on Instagram and Twitter at Jones and Keefe. You'll be able to vote coming up. You can watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and chat. There's always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. With Vrabel, what'd you think? What was your biggest takeaway from Vrabel today?
Well, I think, you know, early on, we latched on to the comments about how they have to do everything in free agency and that, and then be, you know, let the draft come to them and sort of take it from there, right? And sort of, you know, be able to line up and play a game. Like, I love that quote. I thought that was great. But we also knew it was wishful thinking. I think he even knew that as well. And for a team that had so many needs, they've done a pretty good job at addressing almost all of them. You know, the glaring one would be left tackle. And when he was asked about that, he highlighted a couple of guys that are on the roster, but then quickly mentioned the draft.
Yeah,
right.
So like, he highlighted here we are, like, Caden Wallace,
Vidarian Lowe, draft.
Draft.
So
I would change that order, but whatever.
Yeah, right,
he's being
right.
respectful to guys on the roster.
Yeah, if we're going to rank the actual like depth chart, I would go draft pick one, whether that's the first or the second round.
Yes.
Then maybe Lowe and then Wallace, or if you want to flip those guys, fine. But you know what? 2 months ago, we would have said they needed this, that, the other thing. And like, they went out and addressed a lot of those things. Even some of the holes they created for themselves by like cutting David Andrews, they then filled it with somebody that I guess they feel like is going to be better in Garrett Bradbury. You know, they cut Bentley, but they bring in Spillane. Like, they've done a whole bunch of different things. And so left tackle is the one that stands out. You know, after signing Steph Diggs, left tackle is a very glaring thing, but you do have an entire draft coming up. And so that is the one that he's waiting on. And that's fine. I think it's like a slight pivot. He's talked about plan Bs and all that other stuff. And I'm sure ideally they would have been talking about Ronnie Stanley as the starting left tackle right for the team, but that didn't work out. So now you got to go to whatever plan B or C is.
So if you're a Will Campbell fan,
yeah,
and his teeny tiny little
Don't
T-Rex
worry about
arms.
They grew. You didn't see the pro day measurements?
They did grow. No, in fairness, they grew.
Dude's
you're
got
right.
33-inch arms.
Always.
Where do you start measuring from? That 33 across?
It's from the base. It's always what you always measure from the base.
You go top of the rotator cuff?
Scapula, I think. You start at the scapula.
Got it.
You work your way out.
All the way to the your fingertips?
All the way to the tip.
Okay.
And so he did sound, he's a believer that Will Campbell is a tackle.
Yeah.
Here's Mike Vrabel when asked specifically about Will Campbell this morning at the owners' meetings.
Do you view Will as a tackle prospect?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to. You know, I don't understand how, you know, you could watch him play in the SEC, which is the best conference in college football, against guys that are going to get drafted at that position. So I don't think you have to project it. You can just actually watch and say there's the snaps at left tackle, evaluate it, see what you think.
Okay, so is that a tell?
What?
Is that a tip of the hand to tell that they're going to be taking Will Campbell at four?
I don't know. I think it depends. I think if Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter somehow, I don't know, less and less people believe that Abdul Carter will be available, but if Travis Hunter is there, I'm not ruling out them taking Travis Hunter. But if both those guys are off the board, maybe it is a tell that, hey, if we don't get a great trade package for a team trying to move up and grab Shedeur Sanders, maybe we will just stick and pick and take Will Campbell. Because my thought all along, and we've argued about Will Campbell, is I think he's a left tackle. You at least have to try him out as a left tackle. Everybody's been pretty consistent in this process that he's a left tackle, and maybe it'll be proven that he's not. I mean, hell, Mike Onwenu's been in the league now 5 years. We don't even really know what position he is. I feel like he ping-pongs back and forth. But ideally, if you're taking somebody as high as four, you know what position he is. And that's why, as much as I'm only taking Travis Hunter at four if he's playing both sides of the ball, I'm only taking Will Campbell at four. And it sounds like Mike Vrabel's only taking him at four if he is a left tackle.
He says you got to look at him as a tackle. I'm not sure you don't
have to. But
guys play tackle and kick to guard all the time in the NFL. Joe Tooney was a college tackle that, you know, played some tackle last year for the Chiefs and got exposed in the Super Bowl, was pretty good at it before that, but he's a guard in the NFL. That happens all the time. That happens routinely. Just because you played one position in college doesn't mean that's what you play in the NFL, and Mike Vrabel knows that. Mike Vrabel knows that probably better than most. So you can jump in with all your thoughts on this at 617-779-7937. We're going to talk to Tom Curran tomorrow on a Tom Eat Tuesday. He's at these meetings in Palm Beach. He said that this is a rebuilding year for the Patriots. And if they hang around the outskirts of the playoff hunt, that's probably a success, which I think we agree with.
I agree. If you're in the mix, in the hunt, that's my goal this year.
He said the outskirts of the playoff hunt, we can quibble with that wording, but okay, that's probably a success if they are in the hunt.
Make the graphic.
I'd agree with that.
CBS, the late afternoon game, it's like week 15 or 16, and they pop up the standings. You need to be in the hunt.
Your name needs to be somewhere on
now,
the screen.
Now, sometimes, depending on the records of the league, there might be 14 teams that are either in the playoffs or in the hunt. There's only two teams not on the graphic. I'll still take it.
He says next year, meaning 2026, they should be challenging for a playoff berth deep into the season, if not getting in.
Well, yeah, they should be. They need to get into the playoffs then, or it's.
And in 2027, they should be a playoff team. That, I imagine, is the consensus among fans and media. Are we giving them that long? We're giving them until 2027.
No, there's an extra playoff team. The league loves parity. They make it, I shouldn't say easy, but they make it very doable to go from a 4-win team to an 8-win team, or even a 4-win team to a 10-win team. Like, you see it all the time. Look at the Patriots' schedule. Like, it is ripe for a big-time turnaround. So, no, that's too long of a layoff, because I know that might be fair in a perfect world. Like, oh, it's year 3 of Mike Vrabel, but it's also year 4 since Belichick and year, 7 since Tom Brady? So, no, that's way too long a timetable.
I would agree. They better be a playoff team at the latest by 2026. I'm not giving them until 2027. And when Vrabel's joking around, then he is joking around, clearly,
yeah,
about winning March. You think Kraft likes the idea of joking around about winning March? Like, is that an indirect shot at ownership? Like, all right, we came out, we won March. Like, how does Kraft feel about it? Because Kraft was taking a lot of credit for that a couple of weeks ago at the introductory press conference of Morgan Moses, Spillane, Carlton Davis, Milton Williams.
Right. I think he's just trying to get as much good publicity as possible, and so maybe he can spin it as like, well, yeah, this is all we can do. All you can do right now is win March. You know, you're still 6 months away from playing games, and so right now, how's your offseason been? Because the last 2 years, they certainly didn't win March.
Nope.
And then they didn't win in September or October or November. So like, it really kind of snowballed from there. So maybe, you know, the last time they had a big offseason was 2021, and that did translate to the regular season. Now, they weren't able to keep that going. They didn't build any positive momentum following that season into the next year, but they at the very least improved by 3 wins and made the playoffs that year. And that, you know, flashback 4 years from now, we were talking about all the signings and talking about all the money they spent.
Yeah.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I mean, the last time they won March,
yeah,
to put it a certain way, they were a playoff team in 2021.
Yeah.
And so I just wonder how that sits with Kraft. We're going to hear from Kraft in the next day or two. He speaks at these meetings every single year. Normally he's good for sticking his foot in his mouth at least once.
It's interesting.
So we'll hear from him coming up later on this week. You can discuss Mike Vrabel, his press conference this morning, 617-779-7937. He thinks Will Campbell, you have to look at him as a tackle. Is that a tell at pick number 4? And on top of that, bragging, joking about winning March. We'll also get you a mock draft Monday coming up at 10:45. Bill Barnwell has some trades up his sleeve for the Patriots. Have some thoughts on Steph Diggs getting introduced to the media on Friday as well. He gave some insight on his recovery timetable, on his contract, which I think is interesting. So we'll get to all that coming up. Meanwhile, Rafael Devers. I thought there was a good back and forth this morning between, Greg and Curtis on one side, and Wiggy and Courtney on the other.
Yeah.
About Devers and how awful he's been and who we blame for it.
The great debate.
Before we get into the blame game.
Rafael Devers.
I would lean with you as well.
Yeah.
0 for 16, 12 strikeouts, was barely making contact for most of the weekend. It was so bad to the point where Dave O'Brien on the broadcast yesterday was like, well, he is making contact at least. It's like he's a $300 million player, yeah, and you're patting him on the back for making light contact.
And all he needs to do is hit.
All he needs to do is hit. You don't have to focus on anything else.
You can throw your glove away.
I thought you could see a slow start coming for Devers. I never thought 0-16 with 12 Ks and a record in the first three games for most strikeouts, whatever it was, 10 in the first three games. I never saw that coming.
Jones, baseball has a long history. It dates back hundreds of years. It's you can look at the stats for Smokey Joe Wood and Old Hoss Radburn, and even those guys never faced anybody who went 0-16 with 12 Ks through the first four games.
Woof.
It's the worst start in baseball history at the plate, and that is staggering. All you have to do is hit. You're batting second in what looks like a really good lineup on paper, and just uncompetitive at bat after uncompetitive at bat. Everybody goes through slumps. Everybody strikes out. In fact, now people don't even care when they strike out. It used to be more of like a insult, you know, the number of strikeouts. Now it doesn't matter. People are going for the fences and everything else. But it has been brutal. Just like waving at the ball. It's embarrassing. And I don't know if it's like some sort of protest that he's doing or whatever, but he's the one that looks really bad. He's the one that goes up to the plate, strikes out, has to walk back sadly, and then go sit in the dugout after another terrible at bat. So whatever the problem, I also can't pin it all on him not playing third. If he was playing third, what do you think, he's 10 for 20 with three home runs?
Nope.
Like, I don't think so. This is a guy which we've sort of, I think, kind of glossed over the fact that even before they signed Bregman, he clearly wasn't in the shape to play a baseball season. Before he even knew for sure that he would be the DH and not play third base, which he's so prideful in, even though he's the worst defensive third baseman in the last decade. Those are facts, right? That's not like, oh, there's like, eyeball test. No. He is the worst defensive third baseman in the last decade. They're telling him, you're not taking a pay cut, but you're going to go be the DH. And he cries about it, that he's not ready. He plays some minor league games or spring games, but not all of them. And then he's ready. He's penciled in number two hole. And has this kind of a start, like, it's embarrassing.
So the bats were terrible all weekend. If your name wasn't Christian Campbell and your name wasn't William Abreu,
well, those guys are good.
The bats were terrible all weekend. Maybe Jarren Duran was okay-ish, but it was pretty much those two guys. So other guys are to blame. I mean, Cassis had a terrible series. Bregman had a terrible at bat and terrible series.
Yeah, 2-3-4 was tough.
To cap off the series yesterday. So the offense wasn't going. The pitching, I would say, starting pitching, was underwhelming. The bullpen was actually pretty good.
What do you think of Fitz?
You dropped 3 out of 4 to the Rangers. I liked it until he gave up the two bombs. They dropped 3 out of 4 to the Rangers to open the season. It's not how anybody drew it up.
No.
But Devers is the face of that. And I guess I could understand you looking at it and saying it's four games, it's a long season, it is just a rough patch. But A, it was so bad and so much worse than anybody else. And B, the warning signs have been there for weeks. He didn't want to move positions. He was a giant baby about it. On top of that, he left camp at one point. He kept moving back his start date at various points in time. He looks wildly out of shape. And we're going to be at the Cask on Friday, Keith,
yes,
for the home opener.
Yeah.
I heard them talking about this too. He better get it straightened out by the time they make their home opener, because if he strikes out, he's going like this and scuffling like this, and he strikes out in his first at bat in front of the home fans.
Oh, they're going to give him the business.
He's going to hear it on opening day. There is no doubt in my mind. So you have a couple of games to figure this out against the Orioles,
right?
Which starts today at 2:30 here on WEEI. Pre-game's at 1:30. You have a couple of games to get it figured out, or you're going to start feeling the wrath from the fans on Friday.
It's such a weird time because overall, everybody's really pumped up about this Red Sox team. I know it was a bad start. You know, they're 1-3 off the rip. But overall, the outlook is pretty bright. And I think with other guys, there is a sense of, well, it is a long season. Like, they'll turn it. Like, Garrett Crochet didn't have the start I'm sure he wanted for his, you know, Red Sox debut. Bregman hasn't, you know, looked great so far. Casas is off to a bad start. But there's a lot of goodwill between the players they added, between the young guys. So far, just Christian Campbell. But our guy, Marcelo Meyer, maybe not too long away. Same with Roman Anthony. So there's a ton of positivity around this team. And then you have Rafael Devers. Like, brutal, like, just the other way. And we said coming out of the spring, the only two guys that had like a negative impact on how they're viewed were Tristan Casas for being like, none of the young guys should be at the major league level, and Bregman should be at second, and Devers should be at third because he's a great third baseman. But Casas is a little bit more of like an eye roll. We're like, all right, dude, whatever. Like, just figure it out at the plate, and like, we'll move on. Like, Cora's the one that has to deal with you, not us. But Devers taking $30 million a year to go up there and strike out every time.
And cry about it.
And cry about it.
And show up out of shape and everything else. It's insulting is what it is.
You wanted good players on the team 2 years ago. You cried about that. You called out. After getting $300 million, you called out the front office for not getting good players. So then a year later, they do get good players, but not the ones, I guess, that you wanted or the one that plays your position. So now you're going to have a sad.
What do you guys think? 617-779-7937. Red Sox weekend on the table. Devers' historically bad start, obviously on the table. Who do you blame for that? Plus, Mike Vrabel. I mean, it's getting there. Mike Vrabel earlier today spoke with the media. Patriots win March. He also thinks Will Campbell is a left tackle. Is that a tell where the Patriots are going at four? We got a mock draft Monday for you, 10:45. We'll get into Steph Diggs. He spoke with the media on Friday, gave thoughts on his timeline for a return, and also on his contract. We'll get to all of that right after Trending with Billy Lanning.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.